roll with the flow radio.
DJ SC.
And Wicks.
Roll with the flow radio with, you know who it is.
DJ AC.
Wooks. Wooks, speak up.
Wooks.
Wooks. So, out here, we just want to let you know that we're international. We got fans out here all the way out there in Canada. And what was the other country that we got? Netherlands. You know, we got fans all the way over there. We just checked the analytics. Man, we are popping. We are flowing. We're rowing with the flowing all over the place. You know what I mean. We're global. We're global superstars. How does it feel to be a global superstar, Wooks?
It's amazing.
Like, tell me how, like, your life has changed since, you know, being so global. You have belly aches.
That's one thing.
You want some gum?
Sure.
Okay, I don't know what this whole gum thing is going to do for your belly, but DJ AC, how does it feel like to be an international superstar?
I mean, I don't know, because, like, literally, it doesn't feel any different.
Yeah, the thing is, we are international. We are super. We're not stars yet. Just found out that, yeah. That's the problem. Yeah, so that's the truth. We're not going to lie over here. Not going to lie. We did say in one of our episodes that Wooks made it big, but Wooks is, we were still trying to make it big, all of us, you know what I mean? But as an international superstar, or international super person, well, I mean, we are stars in our own eyes. DJ AC, what you got to say to the people as being a mentor for the youth?
A mentor for the youth. I am a youth.
Okay. Whoa. So what you got to say being a mentor for the youth?
I don't know.
You guys aren't helping here. You guys aren't helping at all. I mean, I thought that this episode was going to be like, you know, just booming. We're making hits and everything. But right now, nothing's working out. Nothing's working out, okay? We had to just tell the truth. I'm telling you. Look, as a superstar, I do believe. I kind of can sing. I can hit a high note. That's it. If you guys want to hear it, I mean, I can just.
Go ahead.
Okay, stump me off. Hey, you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Wait, no. High note. Can I go? No, I can hit the falsetto. Hey. You know, I hit that falsetto pretty nice, you know what I mean? If I want to go for a deep low note, like an O note, like a whole note, oh! That kind of rhymed a lot, you know, rap star. Anyway, you can do, I can hit it. You know, international superstar, high level, that's just what it is. So, Wooks. As an international superstar out here, did you ever talk to anyone from the Netherlands? The Netherlands. Or should I say, Holland? Whatever you want to call it. So, no. I know you did.
Yes, you did.
Yes, you did.
I did. Mm-hmm.
What's their name?
Oma.
Oh, yeah.
And what do people from Holland make that's absolutely delicious? Mazapine. Okay, that's what they make, okay? Look, okay.
Mazapine.
Yeah, mazapine. You're going to learn something on this podcast because we're teaching. We're teaching, we're preaching, you're listening, and you better suck up this knowledge because we're just here, and we're here to stay. We're here, and we're not playing games.
Now, tell them what mazapine is.
I don't even know what it is, but I know it's green. And I know there's pistachios in it.
Yeah.
But it's good.
Mm-hmm. I never tried it.
Because... as you heard in one of our episodes, if you actually listen to our stuff, you really mess with us like that, then you know that she is allergic to
nuts
and
peanuts and tree nuts and soy.
Okay, yeah, okay. This kid is just a walking allergy machine, and it's not.
And cats, not cool. And dogs.
She cats,
has a
dogs.
Dog of her own, and she's still allergic to them.
I know. It's pretty sad. It's pretty sad. DJ AC as an international superstar. All right. As an international superstar, everyone sees you all over the place. And you can't even... Do you even give high fives to people?
Yeah.
Do you wear gloves?
No.
Why not?
Because I gotta suck it up, you know what I mean?
But what if you have an allergic reaction?
Then I take Benadryl.
What if they have peanuts? Wait. Listen, what about...
Whenever I give someone
hypothetical situation. Okay? You're walking, whole bunch of fans. One person is a hater in the fans. They peanuts. They know that you're allergic. They give you... They put their hand out to see what's really going on with you and then what's going to happen to you.
If they eat peanuts, they have it on their hand. I mean, what would happen was I would never just, like, give people high fives without washing my hands after.
Okay.
So, because you never know what they have on them or what's on their hands, you know? Yeah. So, I would never give...
Yeah, it's kind of nasty.
I would never just, like, not wash my hands. But if I didn't wash my hands and I, like, scratched my face or, like, touched my face, I would... No, I wasn't really in that situation, but the doctor said if that happened, I would, like... I don't know, I have, like, a really bad allergic reaction. And I'd pop... My throat would probably close up if it, like, touched my mouth. And then I'd have to get the EpiPen.
Oh, no! EpiPen?
EpiPen. Oh, wow. You know what? EpiPens... You know what? I mean, I just, like, I don't... Needles don't really faze me.
Wow.
So, like, when, like...
Did you build an immunity to needles?
I guess so. Because, like, they don't even hurt me.
Oh, interesting. So, needles don't even hurt her. So, she's kind of immune to needles.
She's so used to doing it with the fake EpiPen. Doing it so hard.
You just keep stabbing herself.
Yeah, so when, like, when...
So, she preps herself. Explain how you... yourself
so there's like a situation. See, so so
I don't know what that was, man.
When there's like a tester for EpiPens.
Mm-hmm.
So what you do is you just like stab yourself with it. But
is there a needle in
there's it? No needle.
You just keep stabbing yourself.
But yeah, you stab yourself. You gotta practice, and you'll hold it for like 10 seconds. Some is 3 seconds. Some is 5 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. And you know what? The harder you do it, the less pain it will become from any kind of needle. You got to do it in your thigh.
So you just keep stabbing yourself.
Well, you don't got to keep doing it. You just like practice. So when I encountered some tree nuts in the summertime.
Oh wow, interesting.
Yes, and I ate ice cream, and there was walnuts in it.
A walnut.
I'm high.
We already know what happens with a walnut.
I could have died. But see, what happened was I ate the walnut.
Oh no!
And then I was like, I was spitting it out. I was like,
she was spitting it out.
I was like, what is this hard stuff in the ice cream?
Okay, we need to stop with the music.
And my mom was like, she like yelled at me, and she's like, get the box. And I was like, okay. So I grabbed the box, and it was like, it had walnuts in it. And you know, and then my throat started feeling like it was closing up, and then she was like, she was all mad at me because I ate it. She was like really mad at me.
Well, then why did you eat it, DJ Ace?
Because I didn't know I had walnuts in it.
Did you even check the box?
All right, see, that was my fault. I did not check the box. Yes.
Okay,
see,
that's cool.
And then And then I took Benadryl, but you know that's not going to cut it. So then my mom stabbed me with the EpiPen. She's like, you do it. And I was like, I don't want to do it because I was scared. But then she did it, and I was like, did it go in? Because I didn't know if it went in or not because I stabbed myself with the tester so many times, like literally full
like
force.
Kind of sick maniac, right?
With full force. That's cool. And then I was like, did it go in? And then she like, when she pulled it out, there was like blood going down all the way down my leg. And I was like, okay, it went in good. See, I didn't even feel it. And then I went to the hospital.
Oh, wow.
I went to the hospital. And then after I went to the hospital... Well, I was in the hospital for a while. You know, I was in my leotard because I just came back from gymnastics.
So you came back from gymnastics, ate some walnut ice cream.
Well, it wasn't full-on walnut. It was, like, vanilla, but it had, like, little traces of walnuts in it.
And it had, like, chocolate and strawberry.
Oh, Wooks was there. How did you feel during this situation? When DJ AC was about to die.
I was in shock.
You were just in shock? You weren't scared for her life or anything?
Yeah, I was scared.
So what did she look like?
she was in the doctor's, she was kind of like...
Well, explain it because they can't see your face.
Well, her mouth is open, I think. Well, this one just for my... What?
Come close to the mic so I can hear you.
So, I don't think her mouth is open.
Books! But... You gotta talk in a microphone.
I don't think her mouth was open, but... She did have another allergic reaction to molds because she ate some molds.
Hey, I don't want to hear it, DJ AC. We all heard about this story.
Wait, I got this.
Listen, it wasn't you. You came back home from school. You weren't even there when it happened.
Your eyeballs were all puffy. Your mouth was open. Like, put the dog in the crate.
I couldn't breathe.
You blamed it all on the dog, but guess what? You ate mold.
I ate mold. I did not eat mold.
Wook's out here exposing us again.
I didn't eat mold.
Okay, that's hard to believe.
It was maple syrup. This is what really happened. There was maple syrup in the cabinet. I had French toast that Roll with the Flow made, right?
Correct.
And I poured the maple syrup. He had the maple syrup, too. And we didn't know there was mold in it, right? Nothing came out. It was just regular maple syrup. And then Roll with the Flow, he went to go eat. And then my eye got all puffy, and I was blaming on the dog because I'm also allergic to the dog. So I was, like, screaming at the dog, like, shoving him in the crate and stuff.
He's not being mean to you. He's just walking around being himself. That's kind of just messed up.
My mom was like, boy, what are you being so mean to the dog for? I'm like, do you see my face? And she's like, okay. She's like, okay, yeah. Just put him in the crate. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to put him in the crate. And then I had ice on my eye because it was all swollen. I took Benadryl. Probably should have got the EpiPen because then I couldn't breathe. Like, I really could not breathe. Anyways, so how we found out if there was molds in there? Because he rolled with the flow, right? He went to make oatmeal. Yeah, gross, right? Oatmeal. He put maple syrup in the oatmeal. A whole clump of mold came out inside of the oatmeal. You know what? He was about to eat that too.
No, I was not. I threw that thing out. What's that? And I threw that out. I wasn't make me seem disgusting like DJ AC.
You were about to eat it.
Nah.
You were like,
oh, yeah, I was about to eat it, but then I saw that thing in there. I'm like, no.
No, you saw the thing in there and you were still gonna eat it.
No.
You're like, oh, that's what's disgusting. That? It's probably just like a clump of syrup.
No, look. Just because Wooks exposed you doesn't mean you're going to just fake expose me with fake stuff.
Mama, what is this?
I remember there was mold in the cheese.
Yeah, I remember moldy cheese. I've eaten some mold before. She's eaten. Everyone's eaten some mold before. Not on purpose.
Moldy orange.
You know what?
Okay, why are we talking about mold instead of being international superstars? Look. We're international superstars over here, okay? And we're out here talking about how we like to eat mold.
No.
We shouldn't be talking about that. You think our viewers want to hear this? Look.
See, listen. This is a funny story. So, you have to eat a hot dog, right? You had the bun. The whole bottom of the bun. You had three
of
them.
It was all... No. There was no mold on any of the hot dog, right? On the hot dog bun. And then on the bottom of the hot dog bun, it was
green.
But I didn't see that. I'm like, oh, it's all right. And I'm just like, whatever. And then, like, I'm like, it tastes a little weird. What's on the bottom? I'm like,
bleh! Listen. This is not what happened. So he ate the hot dog.
And not all of them had mold on them.
You didn't know that because you ate it already. And then he lifted the hot dog, like, you know when you eat it and you put it to your mouth? And I saw underneath it. I was like, what is on your hot dog? He's like, what do you mean? I'm like, turn it around. Roman, yeah, he ate mold so many times.
By accident. It's not like it's on purpose.
What was it? It was like, I just gave him a hot dog with mold on the bottom. It was like moldy. Because, you know, I was like, oh, this is going to be funny. Watch him eat this. I was like, I had to stop him because I he was gonna eat the whole thing. Like, jeez. He was like, and then I was like, hey, there, the bottom of the hot dog is all green. It's full of mold. He was like, no, it's not. And then he turned it over and he's like spitting it out, gagging, not even knowing that he's eating mold. Like, yeah.
Yeah. The thing is, it's disgusting.
I thought you could tell, but no,
he said not tell.
He just like eating up that hot dog with mold. That moldy hot dog.
Look. I don't like mold. I don't like to eat mold. Mold is disgusting. Never eat mold. We're out here trying to go help. Ow! Who kicked me in the back? Wooks. Talk about backstabbing. So, yeah. I don't like to eat mold at all. Just to clarify the whole situation, I did eat mold plenty of times before. I'm sure we all have when we just didn't even notice, even though it was disgusting. But I don't even know why we're talking about this. International superstars all over the world. You know what I mean? Netherlands, Netherlands. You know what I mean? And you know, shout out to you guys. We got fans over there. We got fans in Canada. Oh, Canada. My cousin loves your national anthem. I don't know why.
Who?
Josh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Shout out to Weirdo Josh.
Shout out to Josh. Hey, I hope he hears this. I hope he hears this episode. You know, I don't even think he knows that we're famous. You know, international superstars, but we are. You know what I mean? He probably doesn't. You know, should we show him?
We should.
We should. You know, boost the clout. Everyone, just boost the clout. Keep showing this to people because we're broke. We need some money. Anchor needs to go help us out. You feel me? We love Anchor. Anchor's great, but we're gonna need some help. We're gonna need a lot of help. No joke. So, we're just waiting for Wooks to get back. What is she doing? She's singing in the, she's singing while she's washing her hands. Yeah, she sings while washing her hands. That's pretty cool. If she sings while washing her hands, you know, she makes sure that is clean. Now she's making kazoo sounds. Wooks! Ugh. She better come. Oh my gosh. Okay, Wooks went to the bathroom, and I don't know when she's coming back, but
she's being annoying.
She keeps making that sound. Hey, no, I can do that sound
Stop
too.
Stop doing that.
Okay, that was really mean to me.
That was really disgusting.
Okay, what I got a better sound. I got a better sound. Roll with the flow.
DJC. Whoops.
And we out.